Hello everyone and welcome to the Happy Me Project podcast, the space where self-development doesn't have to be fancy and we take the bullshit out of positive mindset. My name is Holly Matthews. I am a TV actress, a self-development coach, the founder of the Happy Me Project, which is this podcast. It is in-person events, it is an online life coaching membership, and it is an Amazon best-selling award-winning book, which every time I say it still blows my mind. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about five things that you need to say to yourself every single morning when you wake up. You're going to want to listen to this one, so pull up a chair, grab a cuppa, and let's have a chat. Nice, short, and snappy for you, which, let's be very, very honest, I don't do easily, so I'm going to keep it as succinct as possible. Every morning when you wake up, there is a tendency to instantly ruminate over the things we have to do, and all of the anxieties of the day might flood in. So instead of these anxieties, we are going to replace them with brand new, much more compassionate and kind thoughts that will help us to navigate our day. The first thing that you were going to say to yourself, and these can be, they don't have to be in any particular order, what I would say is maybe write them down somewhere or pop them on a little whiteboard. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you will know I'm a fan of the whiteboard, a big fan of the whiteboard, and I will fight anybody that does not agree that a whiteboard is an excellent thing. I will fight you about it. Might be slightly obsessed. The first thing that you're going to say is, today is going to be something along those lines. Today's going to be ace, it's going to be excellent. Today is great. Already it's great. I've opened my eyes. It's great. Today is excellent. Today is a brand new chapter. That is number one. Number two on our list is, if I keep showing up, I will see the rewards. If I keep showing up, I will see the rewards. When it comes to discipline, it's hard, right? To do the same thing, to repeat actions, to get to where we want to be. And on the way, sometimes we'll face challenges and we'll fail and we'll mess up and we'll forget to do the thing. And it's challenges. So we have to affirm to ourselves, if I keep showing up for myself, if I keep growing and learning, I'll try again. If I keep showing up for myself, if I keep learning and growing, I will see the rewards. Doesn't mean we don't tweak things as we go. That doesn't mean we don't have lessons. But if I keep showing up, if I keep getting up, I will see rewards. We only ever fail when we stop trying. Number three on my list. I wrote these out in the most scribbled handwriting. It's unbelievable. I'm glad this isn't visual because I can't even read my own handwriting. Okay, number three is this. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to look foolish. I will allow myself to be a work in progress. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to look like a damn fool. I'm allowed to be a work in progress. I'm going to give myself permission to be a work in progress today. Number four. Oh, I should have wrote numbers. I definitely should have wrote numbers. I'm a work in progress. I'm allowed to look foolish. Number four is this. Or how many have I written? I think I've written more than I needed. All right, it's six. It's six things to say to yourself. Okay, I will work it out. One of my favorite affirmations of all time. I will work it out. Because your brain could be offering up to you in that morning or while you're listening to this, all of the reasons why life is just so damn hard, right? It could be all of the anxiety can flood in when you wake up in the morning, all the things we've got to do, right? So you're going to shut that shit down with the affirmation of, I will work it out. I will work it out. Say it with me now. I will work it out. Okay? Because you will. You have before. And you will again. And life is challenging sometimes. Every one of us experiences that. It isn't just you. I promise. It isn't just you. It's hard. Okay? It's hard being an adult. I will work it out. That is number four. We've got others. We've got others. We've got six. I said five. We've got six. It doesn't matter, does it? It's a little extra, little secret, sexy extra one. Okay, number five is, I have something important to add to this world today. I have something important to add to this world today. The world needs me. The world needs me today. I need to show up because the world needs me. I have something important to add. And I know those of you who are finding it challenging with to work through your self-esteem and your confidence, and maybe right now that doesn't feel super, super aligned with where your brain is at, okay? Much like my words are not flowing easily today, my friends. I've been talking a whole heap and I'm not going to edit it because I think we should all embrace our flaws and our when our words and our brain are not matching. Like now, what was I on about? I've forgotten again. Okay, I have something important to add to this world. So when we are feeling low in self-esteem and that kind of stuff, and some of you will be listening to this because you are, that can be quite a hard one to remind yourself of. Think about it in smaller spaces. I can add value when I'm at work. I add value as a parent. I add value as a friend. I add value because I'm going to get up today and I'm going to smile at people. I'm going to be a real decent human being. I'm going to add value. And by God, the world needs more of you. We need you in this world today. Okay, so up your pop. And I have something important to add to the world. And my last one, which is number 6, I think, unless I counted it wrong, certainly counted it wrong at the beginning. Number 6 is, I will be compassionate to me today. I will be kind to myself today for no other reason than it's nicer to be nice to ourselves. It feels good, okay? And when you commit that to yourself in the morning, I will be compassionate to myself today. I will be really nice to myself when I make a mistake, when my words don't come out right, when I forget to do the thing, when I make a mistake and stuff, whatever. I'm going to be compassionate to myself. When I hear my own head start to criticize myself and be unkind and call me names and tell me I can't wear that thing or do that thing because everyone will laugh, I'm going to shut that shit down. I'm going to stop it from happening because I'm going to say to myself, no, not today. Today we are being compassionate to ourselves. So let's run through my, not 5, but 6 things to say to yourself. Today is going to be ace. Today is going to be such a brilliant day. Oh, today is going to be amazing. That's number 1. If I keep showing up, I'm going to see the rewards. If I keep showing up for myself, I'm going to see the rewards, a bit of self-discipline chucked in there. I'm allowed to make mistakes. I'm allowed to look like a goddamn fool, and I will if I want, okay? I am a work in progress. That's number 3. Number 4 is I will work it out. I will work it out today. Number 5 is I have something important to add to this world. I have something important to add to this world. The world needs me today. And number 6 is I will be kind to myself today as I navigate all of this stuff. I hope that you will practice these in the morning. I know it's not easy sometimes. It's not, man. It isn't. I will not bullshit you and pretend otherwise. But we can make it feel nicer by starting with kindness and starting from the moment we wake up. I'm sending you so much love. I am also inviting you to join the Happy Me Project membership. There will be links below this, but if you want to work on yourself a bit more, hold yourself accountable, deep dive into topics such as social anxiety and confidence, and in December we are working on how to not have a shit Christmas. That is literally the title of it, and we will be looking at family dynamics and grief and all of the stuff that Christmas brings with it. There are many topics we cover in the membership, and you're invited. Click, have a look. There's, you know, no obligation to stay for the rest of your life. You can come in and pop in and see what it's about. But I have seen some incredible wins over the last year. And we are 1 year of the membership. In October, we celebrated that. And I'm so excited to have helped hundreds of people now within the membership to be able to feel more happy and less crappy. You can also get my book, and links to all of the stuff will be below. I'll speak to you very soon. Peace.